welcome to this version of America Tonight. The big news, the royal baby. That's what everybody's talking about. Of course, there are other things that are brewing closer to home, but yet this has taken up a lot of the headlines. So we'll mention it. We'll be those people that do the obligatory thing at the top, in case you were curious about this child. And we're talking about Kate Middleton and, of course, Prince William finally having their baby. 8 pounds just and a few ounces. This kid is getting a lot of the headlines because he is third in line to the throne. Now, of course, we know if you go back into your history books, the monarchy is more symbolic now than anything else. But the crowd still can't get enough of it, and they just crowded the palace and the streets to hear about this baby boy. 8 pounds, 6 ounces, no name yet. They're taking a lot of bets. George is the favorite, the 2-to-1 favorite, because that is the, of course, King George was the father of Queen Elizabeth, the queen mum currently, and Prince William's grandmother. But the Duchess of Cambridge gave birth to her first child at 4:24 p.m. local London time. The palace revealed the news finally, 8 o'clock in the evening local time there, following a hospital stay that lasted 14 hours. She had a rough pregnancy. This was at St. Mary's, a famous hospital there. And they announced the baby, and now this kid will get a lot of the attention that anybody who is a royal gets. And it'll be a question of what the name is of the child now. Even on Monday night, the president released a statement saying, "Michelle and I are so pleased to congratulate the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge on the joyous occasion of the birth of their first child. We wish them all the happiness and blessings parenthood brings." And interesting, they went on to say, or the president went on to say, "The child enters the world at a time of promise and opportunity for our two nations." Always got to get that in there. "Given the special relationship between us, the American people are pleased to join with the people of the United Kingdom as they celebrate the birth of the young prince." So, hey, how about that? Closer to home, as I said, there's a ton going on. And, of course, our eyes are always on what's happening politically. And politically, not much is happening. It's a matter of getting ready for the time, I think, to bail on some more summer vacation for the people in power in D.C. because nothing's really happening with immigration. They're kind of at a stalemate there. And at this point, when we're talking about what's happening with Obamacare and individual mandate, the tug of war over that, nothing's happening there. It's more about committees. So the House Intelligence Committee signed off, they didn't want to, on the call to arm Syrian rebels. They did that on Monday. Remember, this has happened, been going on now for weeks, and they've been voicing reservations about this policy. And could it be because, geez, we don't know who the rebels are, other than the photograph that John McCain had taken with a couple of people in the photograph who had ties to Islamic terrorism. So go figure. The other big thing was the Rules Committee voted late Monday to allow the NSA amendments to the $598.3 billion defense bill to be voted on after the House begins consideration of that measure on Tuesday. Now, that's actually pretty big, and this is something that kind of got swept under the rug, and I don't know why, although I should know why, because think about it. They're weighing legislation to limit surveillance programs. So, yeah, that would be good. Let's limit those programs, especially now, because one amendment would bar the NSA from collecting records, including telephone call records, unless the person is subject of an investigation, not to just cull everybody's phone calls or go through the Internet or any of that kind of stuff, just to reserve that for somebody who has raised enough red flags that that's somebody that they're going after, in other words. Because that was the big thing. The Ed Snowden revelations were that, geez, it really is true. It's not a joke anymore. You and I are being spied on. I think this one goes through pretty easily, to tell you the truth. I can't imagine, even though you've got to push. Republicans were raising concerns that it would undercut anti-terrorism efforts, and you know the Tea Party conservatives were pushing to include the amendments. And I say, why not include the amendments? Because at this point, it doesn't matter. The roadmap's already out there. There's no big secret to what's happening. So why not put it on the plate? It doesn't make any sense. One thing that makes sense is what's coming up next here on America Tonight. Dan Epstein, you know, he's our old friend, the executive director of Cause for Action. Of course, Cause for Action, what they do is they're a watchdog on the Hill, trying to keep an eye on things that certainly don't register. In other words, for example, the fact that we've got once again another controversy, and this controversy over the Inspector General of Homeland Security, who is being eyed big time with mismanagement of funds. And part of the mismanagement of funds is the fact that he took four trips. The guy's name is Charles Edwards. He's the acting inspector general. And the acting inspector general is actually trying to root this problem out because they've got a $40 billion budget. And they're looking at Edwards. The New York Post had it on their front page. And the headline was Inspector General of Homeland Security eyed in fund mismanagement and nepotism. So they talked about what he did in taking trips from D.C. to Miami and Fort Lauderdale, where he was earning a computer and information science degree at Nova Southeastern University in 2011 and 2012. There were all kinds of hotel receipts and travel receipts and other things that were revealed. And there are some whistleblowers who were involved in this. And they're saying that he was using these site visits for his own advancement, since there was no reason for him to make an official visit to Fort Lauderdale. He was doing it to visit family or to take his wife along with him. And he also gave bonuses to employees who helped him complete his school assignments and write his PhD dissertation. I mean, how do we hire these people? We have this guy who is the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General. How does he get in that spot and do the things that he's doing, and nobody figures it out until a watchdog group digs for the information? $1,500 trips to Puerto Rico, staying at the Ritz and the Marriott, almost a $1,000 voucher to Homeland Security for his stay at the Miami Marriott. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's crazy. Dan's going to flush it out with us next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Talking about crazy trips being used as things that aren't part of the job. In other words, with the government, your dime, my dime, taxpayer money. So here we go again. Cause of Action got their hands on some documents revealing that the DHS Acting Inspector General Charles Edwards has potentially misused public money, public resources, abusing travel funds. And there's more to that. There's more to the story than I'm already painting the picture here, some of the trips. So who do we have in the wings but Dan Epstein, of course, Cause of Action's executive director. Dan, so here we go again. You and I, in the years that we've spoken, often this is one of the things that bubbles up with trips. You know, we saw it before with the Vegas extravaganza when we're talking about general services. Now, here we go with Charles Edwards. What did you find in the materials that you got your hands on?
So what Cause of Action was actually initially looking for when we were submitting Freedom of Information Act requests to the Department of Homeland Security was to see, kind of in the vein of the GSA scandal, how much money was this agency spending on promotional items and gag gifts and all these other sorts of things. And we got into this weird battle with the Inspector General's office because they claimed that they didn't spend any money on any of those gifts, even though we had documents clearly indicating that they had. And so based off that FOIA battle, insiders within the agencies and former employees of that agency came forward to us with indications that this Inspector General had misused federal dollars, had misused his a position of public trust. And so we engaged in a Freedom of Information Act request on these items. Ultimately, the Inspector General's office never responded. So we sued them, and we have now started to get documents trickling out that reveal that this Inspector General took trips to Florida to complete a PhD. He had his employees help write his dissertation. He had his wife go on sabbatical in India and use taxpayer dollars to travel there and have the taxpayers pay for her expensive international phone plan. This is an Inspector General that very clearly likes to profit off the American people.
Here's what I don't get. You'd have to know when you're in this position, especially if you add up the things that have happened in the past. How could you not know that this could leak out? Or this could come to light. I don't understand that.
You know, Kate, for me, it's very difficult. I worked on a House Oversight Committee where we really viewed ourselves as working hand-in-hand with the Inspector Generals. I mean, these guys are supposed to be the beacons of accountability and ethics in our federal government. And so it's very difficult to even wrap one's head around the idea that a chief audit officer, a chief ethics officer, would be doing things like this. I actually think it's fairly unheard of. I've never, in my experience, looking at these issues in Washington, have ever seen an inspector general acting this way. So I wouldn't be surprised if this guy thought, you know, no one's going to really be watching the watchdogs, and so I could probably get away with these things.
Yeah, and you know, it's what's interesting too about this is a lot of times this is when someone will bail when they get squeezed because you were asking for the information earlier and you didn't get it, so then you filed the Freedom of Information, you know, you use that, the Freedom of Information Act, and this is what happens. But they were denying the documents to begin with, so does, usually when they're denying the documents, I mean, maybe we shouldn't assume that, but don't automatically red flags sort of go up?
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. We knew, based off conversations with insiders, that there were certain documents that existed. So when the DHS office, you know, never actually produced the documents timely, it wasn't a question that they had a letter say, oh, we don't have those documents. They just never responded, which is an indication that they're trying to engage in a delay tactic. Also, we sued them, and I think for the most part, these federal agencies don't expect to get sued. And that's, in this case, a clear option that we decided to use in order to get some transparency and shed some light on the situation.
So usually when you do this, and we've talked about this too before, people will call up and they'll say, oh, what happened with that? And what happened with Kathleen Sebelius? And I know they're going in this direction. They're looking at all these other things, and they're a watchdog organization. So when you go after someone like, I'm going to say go after, someone like the DHS acting inspector, General Charles Edwards, you're still digging every day, and this is something that's on the shelf that you're watching and just seeing, you know, you're just being diligent about watching to see what happens with this. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, Kate. I mean, I've actually known Charles Edwards for years now, and this guy will not go down without a fight. Part of the whole irony of why Cause of Action, my organization, actually looked specifically at promotional item spending is when I was on the House Oversight Committee doing an investigation that involved FEMA, Charles Edwards was even back then the Deputy Inspector General. And based off an investigation, I remember he handed me two golden coins, of course, paid by the American taxpayers, as a token of my, I guess, goodwill in assisting with their investigation. And then, of course, you know, 2 years later, when I asked for him to disclose all expenditures on promotional items, including coins, he said no such spending has ever occurred, even though I was holding in my hand two coins that he had given me. So this is a guy who is very sophisticated at Washington political rhetoric and in avoiding accountability. And he'll say, you know, he's already said to the media, he said before the Huffington Post, you know, there's nothing that I did wrong. I'm happy to share documents, which, of course, is not true. But, you know, he's not going to go down without a fight. And I think that this is something where Cause of Action is going to consistently monitor this. And we're going to hold his feet to the fire. We want your listeners to know exactly what's happening with this guy, because this is not where our tax dollars should be going. There's lots of problems with the Department of Homeland Security, the least of which is an inspector general.
Yeah, the whole nepotism charges, I guess that stems from, you mentioned his wife. Was there anything else that was because what happened with his wife is that she took a bunch of different, as you mentioned at the top, a bunch of different jaunts, right, to Florida?
Yeah, you know, it's not just the trips to Florida for his wife or her trips to India. He also was responsible for her getting hired in the first place, which, you know, is a, I mean, there's federal laws on the books that say you don't hire, you know, your spouse or your child or whatever. But I think one of the things that Cause of Action is actually very concerned about is there's been some indication from insiders that have come forward to us. This hasn't yet been produced by the documents they're releasing as part of the litigation. But apparently, Edwards, there was a whistleblower complaint filed against him. For retaliation for prohibited personnel practices. And Edwards actually apparently destroyed the complaint, which is not only really, really bad from an ethics standpoint. You're supposed to be the top watchdog of your agency, and you're here destroying whistleblower complaints. But it turns out that if you actually destroy documents, you violate something called the Federal Records Act. And actually being shown to have intentionally destroyed documents may actually be something that could be a prosecutable offense. It could leave this guy into some jail time. So we're not just talking about wasteful spending. We're talking about a guy who appears to have willfully violated the law as well.
Yeah, crazy. You know, I've always wanted to ask you this question. We come on and we're talking about similar things, different agencies, different maybe pieces of the puzzle, but government waste and tax dollars being thrown out the window. Of the years that you've done this specific job, what was the most egregious to you, Dan?
That's a tough question. We are actually looking at the Department of Veterans Affairs right now, and we're actually looking at how a certain administrator used P-card expenses. And I think the most egregious to me is we've seen at least, I think, three examples, whether it's the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Veterans Affairs, or the Department of Interior, where federal employees who have these P-cards, which are credit cards, that they're supposed to charge reasonable administrative expenses on, these have been credit cards that have virtually signaled the opportunity for a shopping spree on the taxpayer dime. And it's not just egregious to me from the perspective of an enormous amount of waste of federal government dollars, but just this mindset that, you know, we often hear in the news that it's Wall Street and business that's greedy. But to me, the greediest people in this country are federal bureaucrats who totally abuse the public fisc for a private benefit.
Yeah, and somehow they continue to get away with it. I don't understand that, because we see the approval ratings of Congress keep going down, down, and down. And I just think the public is, they're sick of it. It's just, okay, well, this is what we expect. And I guess that's why you just have to be so diligent on keeping on top of all this stuff. And if somebody's not hammering, if you're not hammering, other organizations aren't doing that, then it'll just continue to be the same old thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not like our federal government's getting any smaller. It's getting bigger.
No.
Fraud's increasing. The abuse is increasing. And, it's a dirty job, but someone has to do it.
Yeah, no kidding. Dan Epstein, Cause of Action, thanks a lot. We'll keep our eye on this one. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tonight, you can catch us at americatonight.net and hook up with us, easy for me to say, on Facebook and Twitter simply by going to that very same website. Often I talk about how much mail we get, and no doubt this week has started off like so many others, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Chris in Jersey says, Kate, who cares about the royal baby? I think you had it right an hour ago when you said, you got to mention it, but we don't really care so much about the royals. They are fascinated in England, and perhaps that's why we're a much stronger country, aren't we? Question mark, question mark. I think some sarcasm there at the end. There you go. Yes, there are still people that are fascinated by the royals in this country, but certainly not like in England. I don't know. There's something about the history of the British monarchy. It was, you know, they're dipped in it, and they're not the ruling. I've said this already. I mean, obviously they're not the rulers they once were, but they're still powerful figureheads, and anything that seems to happen is everybody's business in England. I mean, they feast upon it on those newspapers on Fleet Street, without a doubt. Here's another one. This one from John, listening in Vermont, who says, the royal family and this whole baby stuff, I mean, it's okay, but I don't understand. When I plopped down after work, I turned on the tube, and all I got was the royal update. And looking at people in funny costumes announcing the birth of a baby boy. I mean, yay and all that, but who really cares when it comes right down to it? Oh, you are all so jaded, aren't you? All right, there you go. Let's move on. This one from Chris. Chris says, hey, America, tonight you've been talking about Ed Snowden. I was wondering, what's up? Don't drop the ball on that story. I think Snowden's a hero. I don't understand why so many people call the show and think he's a traitor, Kate. Classified documents that needed to be dropped. He shouldn't serve any jail time. If he does, that's a crying shame. All right, so Ed Snowden, the latest is asylum in Russia if he doesn't say anything. I mean, if he agrees to Putin's rule, which Putin's rule was you cannot drop more classified information because we won't back you up and you can't stay in our country and this is only a temporary thing anyway, because ultimately the idea is to get to Latin America, and maybe it's Venezuela or some other country, but for now, Snowden is out of the spotlight. So, when I say for now, for this week, who knows what happens next week. And it's funny because the NSA, General Alexander, is still like that cartoon character that blows his top. His face gets slowly, it gets red and red and gets bigger and bigger, and then the whistle sounds and steam blows out of the top of his head. I understand from people I know in Washington that he is just wound so tight he is ready to explode because the NSA was exposed. I mean, no matter what you want to label Snowden, they were exposed. They were exposed, I think, from a point of view that they had somebody, they had these contractors, okay, so great, so they hire contractors, but they put contractors in charge of secret documents that could make the United States look bad. I mean, give me a break. That's ridiculous, right? So what do you think could possibly happen? Why wouldn't you have somebody who works directly for the NSA in that spot? So almost every third day or so, there's some story that pops up about Alexander and, you know, how he's fuming over what's happened because the sources have basically dried up, and that's what he's saying. Because of all the disclosures by Snowden, the fallout is huge because we're already seeing that we're not getting the information that we used to get. He's saying it's impossible to listen to every phone call and read every email, even if the government wanted to do it. The volume would be 114 billion emails, 24 billion text messages, and 12 billion phone calls every single day. And they don't have the technical capabilities to do that. Even with every single network, you couldn't do it. And it would require massive warranting, getting warrants and finding probable cause and all that sort of stuff. And so that wouldn't even be possible. So see, he's always out there defending. And then the pressure is certainly on to reveal more about how the program works. And they're not doing that. I think Alexander would love to do that, but they're telling him at the White House to shut his trap, not to drop any more details. And I say, what difference does it make now? Because it's already out there. What's interesting is he was at the Aspen conference, which is like a big think tank. But so was the ACLU, and the head of the ACLU said that Ed Snowden did America a service. Because up until his revelations, the public debate was kind of anemic, and there wasn't much understanding about surveillance and what it meant for ordinary Americans. Now it's more robust, more people are having that conversation. Do you think the ACLU guy was right in saying that the debate was anemic and that we didn't really understand the whole surveillance and implications of what that meant and that this was a smart thing to do? So really, Snowden is the guy who let us in on the big, dirty secret. Excuse me, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to weigh in whether or not he's correct. And the ACLU executive director now is Anthony Romero, who has no problem saying that to him, this is without a question, because of the monitoring, because of the things that have happened, that we were asleep. And if he hadn't done that, we would never have realized just how much snooping was going on and how wrong it really is. Does he have a point? Does he have a point in this one? In the meantime, we get this one from Anne listening in Massachusetts. She says, Massachusetts somewhere. Been listening to America Tonight for a while. Heard you talk about the Boston bombing suspect and the Rolling Stone magazine cover. I can't tell you how infuriated people are here in my part of Massachusetts, because it's sickening to see this Jokar Tsarnaev punk depicted as a guy who looks like a young, handsome youth, maybe singer or somebody who is doing something worthwhile, rather than destroying lives that he destroyed. What a massive publicity stunt this was for Rolling Stone. I can tell you that they're not going to sell very many of those magazines in Watertown or in any of the suburban areas in Boston or probably anywhere in Massachusetts. Yeah, a lot of people not happy about that cover. And, you know, it's funny. I know exactly what they were doing. They were putting the image there, and they were putting the image there to evoke controversy and to get people interested in the magazine. But if you're interested in people getting the magazine, I don't know, controversy does sell, but controversy in this case, yeah, people talking, talk shows talking about it, other people talking about it, but is that really going to sell magazines? I don't know, if their intention is that, I don't think so. You think three people killed, you think of the 8-year-old boy, you think of the 200 people injured, you think of how crude the homemade bombs were, you know, putting them there at the finish line of the marathon. And you'd have to say that this guy is a punk. And to see his face on the cover the way it was, yeah, I'm going to say thumbs down to that. I know exactly why they did it, absolutely. But I think it backfires as far as anybody really subscribing and saying, oh, you know, I have to get it. In fact, CVS and Walgreens both dropped the issue. They're talking about just dropping it all together, and other people are, other newsstands and other agencies are talking about getting rid of the Rolling Stone magazine. So this could really backfire on them, all for that one cover. All right, one last one. Chuck says, Kate, wow, nosedive in New York. Tell me the details. What happened here? Was it something with the landing gear, I'm assuming? Well, yeah, the reports that we know of that came out of there, the footage was crazy. There's always someone with a cell phone or something up where they can get it. But it is a Boeing 737, which is most of what Southwest Airlines flies. And it was a rough landing. I mean, that nose went down, smashed into the tarmac. It was coming in from Nashville, Tennessee, and it hit the runway hard. At this point, the FAA is looking at what it could possibly be, but it looks like front landing gear before the landing, that there was some kind of problem, so it wasn't working. Maybe they knew, you know, coming in that was going to happen. And it's so surreal in a way, because it's kind of like the Bay Area. Oh, the tail smacking into the rocks, and then look at the landing course. If you look at the two planes, there's a big difference there. But it reminded me immediately when I heard the story of San Francisco. And, you know, so here we go again, the crash of Asiana, which they're still talking about at the San Francisco International Airport. Now you have this at LaGuardia. My, oh, my. They say things come in threes, too. Stay with us. More to come, including some exciting news for America tonight.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Tonight with a new affiliate in Bloomington, Illinois, WRPW 92.9 FM. Woohoo! Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. We are very, very excited. Thanks to Robert Reese and the crew for picking up the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And already I've gotten, you know, just in this 1 hour period, I suppose, is where one of the one of our mail pieces came in from I am certain from that station. So how about that? Illinois. I spent a lot of time all over Illinois. I had a favorite aunt that lived in Chicago, and we traveled. I've talked about this before. I've traveled all over Illinois, and I had a guy who used to work for me that ended up in Naperville doing minor league play-by-play, and now he's the Phillies, one of the Phillies announcers, Scott Fransky, his name is, and there's a lot of cool things, actually, in some of those towns outside of the city and both north and south to see and do, including right there in Bloomington, so how about that? One of the things we're probably talking about in Bloomington and elsewhere continues to be, you know, we have crazy things, what I call the daily chaos. And what's the daily chaos? Well, the Southwest airline plane with the nose dipping down and crashing in LaGuardia because you just see the plane and it's slumped. And you know that, oh, coulda, woulda, shoulda, this might have happened. But people once again are going down the emergency chutes, which is, by the way, a good time to remind people. I know you do this because, trust me, I'm right there with you. Once you fly so many times, you kind of become, unless you're afraid and you don't admit it, you kind of become desensitized to hearing the instructions. Well, the mask comes down, pull it over yourself first, and then there's a flotation device. Make sure you duck down. And you don't pay attention. You just figure, well, I know that. Nothing's going to happen. But if it does, it's common sense. Yeah, I'm at an exit row. Sure, I can handle it. And then the unthinkable happens, and it could be something like the tail coming off, something like the nose going down. And remember, these babies are planes that are smashing into a runway so fast. And sure, you could get that fire. You could have something else happen with the fuel lines. I mean, who knows? In this case, there still were injuries, but it could have been even worse. So there's always the potential of you just got to know. You know, now more than ever, don't we live in a world where you have to be emergency prepared? Whether it's, you know, the airline thing is different than when you're talking about Mother Nature and flooding and wildfires and all these other, you know, things that can happen. If you don't have a go bag, man, there's something not right. Ask for it for Christmas because you have to have something that you can grab and go. This just happened to a friend of mine where they have their house. They keep it neat and clean and everything's perfect and nothing will ever happen. Then there's some weird spark in the attic and the house goes up like that, on fire, boom. It might have been kept neat and clean, and geez, we knew where everything was, but then the house is up in flames, and then they're going through what happens. The whole insurance deal and where you're displaced and where you're living and all that, where your papers, where's your documents of any sort, and they had to go through all that nightmare. And because they were a little bit organized, it was easier, but he told me, sorry, I didn't have some kind of a bag that we could have grabbed that had just basic things. He had to take his two daughters and go and shop in the middle of filling out all this paperwork. So anyway, that's the end of the crazy lecture. The other thing that people are talking about for sure, I think, besides things like the plane and the sad roller coaster accident that happened, you all know about that, the Texas Giant, where a woman was on the ride, and people are saying, oh, maybe she wasn't locked in correctly, that we're near her. She's a little panicky. She was there with her family. And she flies off after the first turn and, of course, dies from the injuries she suffered from that. And they're looking into it. They're looking into it is the official word. Not saying anything, basically. But now other people are saying, well, I wasn't hooked into a ride right, and I had to hang on to my kid, or they would have flown off. And whew. So people are looking at roller coasters a little bit differently. It's a freak thing, but it does have to do with that. I think it has to do with that, the clicking of really being harnessed in correctly. So George Zimmerman makes the news again. He has a target on his back, no doubt, from being acquitted earlier this month in the murder of Trayvon Martin, and there couldn't be a bigger buzz topic at any water cooler in America than this, right? And it can deal with stand your ground and self-defense. It can deal with race. There's 15 different directions it could take this conversation. So now he helped somebody get out of a car that was in a crash, an SUV that rolled over. Firefighters were there, but he was there. He happened to be on that same highway, and there was another person who was on the highway. They both ran out to help him. It was a single car deal. It was an SUV, like I said, that just rolled over. There were two adults, and there were kids in the car. So they didn't have any injuries, but he got there and pulled them out. So how wild is that? When the sheriff's people came, they asked, you know, what happened. They start to tell you, oh, yeah, and George Zimmerman pulled me out of the car. It was at the intersection of I-4 and Route 417 right there in Sanford. So he's pretty much been out of sight, and this is the first reported sighting of him, and it happened to be helping somebody who was in just right in front of him, rolled over in an SUV. In the meantime, he's naturally, as I said, with the target, getting death threats. His attorney is getting death threats. And, you know, the police chief in Sanford says lots of people have death threats. And they're not surprised by this because this is what they expected would happen. They haven't, in fact, George Zimmerman's parents even haven't, they've been getting death threats, and they say they haven't gone back to their home because of the verdict. So it may just be that the Zimmermans get completely displaced at this point because they can't, you know, there's no way this police department can't be a 24-hour guard. There's not even enough of them to do that, even if they wanted to do that. So they're stuck in this situation there. I believe they'll have to get out of there or lay low someplace else for a while and then perhaps come back. But it seems unlikely. It seems unlikely that that would happen. You know, we started a segment on America Tonight called Blowing the Whistle because this really is, this year is the year of the whistleblower. And we have another whistleblower. I mean, in fact, there's, I think, four or five I even got today from a few people. But this one's a pretty big one. There is a former Chicago executive who decided he's going to blow the whistle to show what is known as the Illinois way, meaning the way politicians practice their way of doing business there. You know, campaign favors, there's always the jokes about Chicago. So this Democrat has been implicated in a case that involves some pretty powerful Democratic leaders, State House Speaker Michael Madigan and the former head of the Chicago's commuter rail service, too. And very, very rare to see this happen. But the ex-CEO, a guy named Alex Clifford, blew the whistle, came forward publicly to reveal some details about how he says he was forced out of a very lucrative job after refusing to cave in and do what they wanted him to do, the political pressure. He was hired away from a California job in the early 2000s, and he testified that, you know, that there was some ethical and moral character flaws from the people who, as he said again, practiced that way of doing business. I don't think he's going to have a target on his back, but then it becomes a question of where are you working next, especially because he had a $700,000 a year gig. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Worse! How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell!
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.